WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after the hour, 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Public comments at the last College Station City Council meeting included asking for a ban on wearing earbuds while bicycling and driving.
States with laws or ordinance passed regarding the issue are many. Alaska, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Washington.
Landry Tucker said this would be in addition to the city's upcoming ban on using wireless devices. Business that was conducted at last week's Bryan City Council special meeting included a moratorium on building new cell phone towers.
We've got a lot of companies wanting to come in into the right-of-ways, and they're putting in towers and lines and above and beyond what some of the city staff is wanting to look at.
Comments from Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs. The moratorium puts on hold 20 permits, 7 requesting 200-foot towers and 13 for 45-foot towers. The Brazos County Health Department is confirming the third case of travel-associated Zika in Brazos County. According to the report, the child recently returned from traveling to an area with ongoing Zika transmission by mosquitoes. Officials have not found evidence of Zika-infected mosquitoes in the local area at the time. The Texas Department of Transportation is one step closer to starting construction on the State Highway 249 project from FM 1774 to State Highway 105 in Grimes County. Transportation Director for the Bryan District, Chad Boney, says the final environmental assessment resulted in a finding of no significant impact.
After you do your preliminary engineering and you get that clearance, that's called a FONSI, we are able to then move on to the next steps, which in this case, we'll have right-of-way acquisition necessary. We will have to get design plans ready and all those other steps that allow you to move on to construction.
Boney says this step caps off the preliminary engineering process. You can find the final environmental assessment on TxDOT's website. An Austin teenager faces serious charges for shooting a security guard in the foot after being kicked out of a UT fraternity party. Austin Police Assistant Chief Troy Gay says 18-year-old Daniel McGee was drunk and on Xanax.
We had a search warrant for his residence as well as a vehicle, and in that search warrant, we located an AK-47 as well as a 40 caliber weapon.
McGee is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and police say more charges could be coming. Last week, Congress passed the Stop Settlement Slush Funds Act. U.S. Representative Bill Flores on Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs is in favor, saying federal agencies have been avoiding Congress's budget authority.
They've been going out and entering into settlements with companies and employers to try to get big fines and big settlements from them. And then they're using that money to fund their agencies to create more of that bad behavior to go beat up on employers.
Flores says this act states settlements and fines must go to federal revenues and cannot be used by the agency. Thousands of Texas students who should be getting special education services are being left out in the cold. That's according to a new investigative report from the Houston Chronicle. Even though federal law says public schools have to provide all kids with the services they need, Chronicle reporter Brian Rosenthal says Texas has a statewide cap of 8.5% of students who can get special education.
You included in this percent if you receive any type of special services. So that means even if you pulled out for 15 minutes a week for speech therapy, you include in that percentage.
Rosenthal talked with more than a dozen teachers and school administrators. The Chronicle report estimates that about 250,000 Texas students are not getting the special education services they need. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589 2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Hey, Brass Valley, it's Pete Lair. Recently, we woke up and found water bubbling up through the concrete foundation in our bedroom. After days of fruitless calls to plumbers who couldn't help and foundation companies who proposed expensive solutions, we called Brian Bailey and his staff at American Leak Detection. They understood the problem, found the leak right away, gave us a temporary solution until they could get us fixed, and then took care of everything. They were reasonably priced, professional, and dependable. Got a leak? Call the folks at American Leak Detection at 979-680-1094. I'm glad I did. Bet you will be too.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis. Recently, I had a young couple come to my office, and they had a new baby, and they did not have an up-to-date will. They needed this, and this was the greatest gift that the husband could provide for his wife. And so if you do not have a current will or you need one updated, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in Brazos County.
779-7200 or familyandestatelaw.com.
Good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here you go.
Sunshine, some passing clouds, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon, a high of 90 to 95. If we do see a shower or a thunderstorm during the afternoon, it'll diminish during the evening. Turns partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny, chance of a shower or storm tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. Another partly sunny day Thursday, there could be a shower or storm. Highs Thursday afternoon, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, the legislature's not in session until January. They are having hearings over in Austin a lot. Representatives happen to be there for their committee stuff. And this thing that came out in the Houston Chronicle on Sunday has certainly given them one more thing. Now, obviously, some of them knew it was going to hit the media on Sunday. And what we're talking about is the number of kids who need special services from public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, constitutionally, obviously, Texas is supposed to provide an education. That's, you know, what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in this story that Chelsea was just talking about that was in the Houston Chronicle, they basically have been putting a cap on that thing. What was the percentage?
8.5%.
Yeah. And it's interesting because the national average is 13%.
Mm.
That's a percentage, but in hard numbers, what basically the Chronicle said in their next story on this, because they're doing a series on it, is that we're talking about 250,000 more students that are going to receive these these services just to be at the national average.
Mm.
They said they found that the nation's 100 largest school systems, only 10, all in Texas, had special education enrollment lower than 8.5%.
Wow. And like he said, it could just mean you need speech therapy 15 minutes a day. It's not necessarily, a more severe disability or something that affects some of these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, obviously, you would like to mainstream as many students as much as you can because then your cost per student can kind of be controlled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But,
just out of curiosity, purely out of curiosity, does English as a second language fall under this category?
No, I don't think so.
It's a different category.
Yeah, okay. I don't think so. Now, I don't want to say the guy. I think I'm 90% sure I have the name right, but I don't want to say it because I could be wrong. But what had happened years ago was that a guy who was on the faculty at A&M had a daughter who had special needs, and they got into a battle with the A&M Consolidated Independent School District, which is, I think, what it was called at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up having the Office of Civil Rights come in.
Wow.
And you don't want OCR to come in. That's not a good thing. And what happened as a result is, obviously, that pushed the school district to do what needed to be done. But the one thing that father did to make sure that his daughter got what she needed in a local school district right here ended up changing the entire focus of the school district. Now what we're talking about is it's happening all over the place. And I guess I want to say knowingly, I mean, I want to say the elected officials know this. They know that the numbers are not what they should be, and yet they kind of turn their back on it. And that's a pretty high level of irresponsibility from elected officials.
Big time, yeah.
Because, again, it's bad enough that children do not have a voice. I mean, that they do not have a voice. And to know that it's kind of all going on right now at these kind of numbers is frightening. We've already talked about how there are more children on Medicare in Texas than any other state in the nation. And Texas is struggling with low oil prices. So the tax dollars are not going to be nearly what the projection was. So I'm not saying it's going to be very much good news coming out of Austin.
Yeah.
Scott, someone texted in and asked, isn't there some federal funding for special education?
Well, there is, but it's certainly, and they do use it. And again, don't know how efficiently, but it's certainly not enough. And again, I kind of like to put on the libertarian hat there. Let's not ask the federal government to take care of things that we probably ought to be planning for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
mm-hmm.
like this is a surprise to Austin.
It should be a state issue.
Mm-hmm. It's not like superintendents all over the state don't know what the real numbers are. And you know,
It's like you said, it's irresponsible for them not to, you know, take issue with it and do something about it.
As we've talked about, more than 10% of all the school districts in America are in Texas, and the diversity, the differences within the school districts are striking. There is no doubt. So the challenges of a school district in one part of the state can be different than someplace else. But this is one thing that all of them have in common, that they have children who do have special educational needs. Hello.
This is Selma Craig. I'm a retired educational diagnostician, and a lot of those numbers are forced on us by the feds and then by the state. It's not that people don't want to identify them. They are punished financially by both the state and the feds for doing so.
Okay, now you say, okay, we understand being if you say being forced, the numbers are being forced on the state level because the Chronicle story said that. But what kind of forced numbers are you getting on the federal level was your situation?
Well, what the deal is the state is doing what they're doing because of the way the federal IDEA laws are written and the type of requirements they put on the different states. And
okay.
Texas actually
Higher
requirements.
Okay, just hang on just a second. So you use some acronyms in there that we don't know. So explain to us what those letters were that you said.
Okay, IDEA, that has to do with the federal law for disabilities.
Okay.
For students with disabilities.
All right.
And what the feds have very strong parameters that you have to have so many in each group, and if you have too many students with the state testing that are in special ed, you get punished for it, basically.
Wow.
And so the schools have been trying to fall in line. What Texas has done has taken the mode of what's the most common amount, and they tried to have everybody hit that, and then they between Texas and the feds, they punish the local schools for having more than that.
Well, okay, wow. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you know, that's
terrible,
it
you
is.
Know?
Well,
I mean, who can control that, you know?
Well, and again, special education can mean a whole lot of different things, I think. I don't know how much of this might be remedial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's remedial, then we're talking not about a learning disability necessarily, just a situation where that child is so far behind that they have to take that extra time with them to do that, have that
mm-hmm.
resource for them. Anyway, numbers are kind of staggering, and part two of that story, I think, is in the Houston Chronicle yesterday, and today, and what that has to do with is now TEA officials and other people are starting to react to the story that the Chronicle broke on or published on Sunday. I don't know if they broke the story because mm-hmm. it's been out there and around. But it is. That's
well, and she said IDEA, that I looked it up here. It stands for Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, and it's a law ensuring services to children with disabilities throughout the nation.
The numbers aren't right. That's what the lady said who called.
An interesting text to bring up, and not to open another can of worms, but this texter said, try being a parent of a gifted child if you want to talk about ISD neglecting their constitutional obligation to provide a free and appropriate education.
Interesting. Mm. Well, and again, I hear what that texter is saying.
Right.
The definition of appropriate when the Constitution was written, when that was added to the Constitution, and what it is today is two completely different things.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you don't deserve that. It's, here's a story. I was talking to a guy the other day who went to see a brand new high school in Waco, and he said, man, it was just spectacular. And he said, I went by this room, and I said, what's that? And the person said, that's the nursery. And he said, wow, that's really great that you provide that for your teachers.
And they said, no, that's for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, the students. Mm.
So when you understand, and again, and that just froze me when he told me that story. But when you consider that there are lots of campuses nearby here that have washers and dryers because that's the only way kids will have clean clothes, that they're given clothes because that's the only way they'll have clean clothes, we have so many things that school districts are having to do that is not even part of what the Constitution mandates the school districts to do.
Right.
It's, go visit and really have a talk with teachers and what they have to deal with every day. Mm. And again, it's certainly not to diminish that person who is a parent of a gifted child. You want to give them as much opportunity as possible. But
and then on top of that, teachers aren't making enough money.
Oh yeah,
you know,
well, that's the other
thing.
They're
so low paid. It's
hello. Yes,
part of the problem is they've placed so much of an emphasis on the testing that some school districts took advantage. And they're replacing kids that didn't need to be in the special ed programs. They're replacing them in there just so they could pass the testing and make their numbers look good. That's where a lot of the situation happens.
Yeah, thank you. Let me see. If there were only a school district that was having hearings on attendance zones anywhere nearby, that would just dovetail right into that, wouldn't it? It's 823.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a Bale Track Pro Monitor controller, and a mega-wide plus pickup with mega-tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28th, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moreheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M. But Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Clues to quakes and caves. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Drips of mineral-rich water from cave ceilings form stalagmites that grow slowly from cave floors. Over thousands of years, these icicle-like formations silently record the history of the cave. In the Bulletin of the Seismological Society of America, University of Illinois geochemist Samuel Pano reports that stalagmites provide a record of earthquakes that happened thousands of years ago.
We collect the stalagmites from the cave and slice them in half the long way, and then open them up basically like a book.
That reveals growth rings around a central axis, like tree rings. Shifts in the axis tell them when earthquakes hit. He says long-range records of quakes going back tens of thousands of years will help scientists find patterns that could provide clues into when earthquakes will strike again. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
There are approximately 260 different models of automobile, and the one place you can be sure will have the right battery for virtually all of them is Batteries Plus Bulbs. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, you can trust us to have the Duracell Ultra battery you need, and the free battery testing and no appointment necessary installation you want. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $20 after mail-in rebate on X2 Power car and truck batteries located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details. Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 17th, learn all about feeding molasses products. Liquid feed and cooked molasses tubs have advantages and disadvantages. We'll cover the benefits and also discuss year-round feeding this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Looks like the volatility will continue this morning on Wall Street, with futures indicating a down start to the day after yesterday's rally. The Dow Industrial soared 239 and the NASDAQ jumped 86 as fears eased about an imminent interest rate hike. The luxury hotel that Donald Trump built in an iconic downtown Washington, D.C. building has opened its doors to customers able to pay $900 a night or more for a room. The Trump International Hotel opened without fanfare yesterday. Grand opening ceremonies are being planned for next month. If you're a pasta lover, here's a deal you may want to get in on. Beginning Thursday at 2 Eastern Time, Olive Garden will make 21,000 passes available for 1 hour on its website for $100. The pass gives holders access to unlimited pasta, soup, or salad, breadsticks, and soft drinks for 7 weeks. Crude oil, $45.30 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made-from-scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call my daughter Michelle or me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
Here's yet another reason why no one should take Facebook's so-called trending news seriously. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. If you still put any stock in the truth and accuracy of Facebook's trending news feed, it's time to reconsider. After a number of big blunders last month, Facebook replaced its human news editors with a computer algorithm and proclaimed it to be free of errors and political bias. The algorithm was supposed to collect Facebook's most talked about topics and publish them as legitimate news. But this past Friday, another massive screw-up. The algorithm pushed out an unscrupulous tabloid article about the 9/11 World Trade Center terrorist attacks. It was a long-disproven fringe element conspiracy theory claiming that bombs placed inside the World Trade Center towers, and not airplanes, caused the towers to collapse. So much for being free of human error. And remember, for tech news updated all the time, you'll find it at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Ever wish you could hear the Kim Komando show again because you missed something or forgot to write Kim's tip down? Now you can listen again when you want in crystal clear digital audio. It sounds great. All you need is a Kim's Club membership to get Kim's podcast, webcast, and more. Get your free 15-day trial now. Download the show, watch the show, get it all for free. Then it's only a little more than a dollar a week. Sign up now at club.commando.com. That's club.commando.com. Club.commando.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 77 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Reedfield's Meats and Deli. From racks of ribs and award-winning sausage to fresh deli meats and cheeses, Reedfield's is your one-stop shop for tailgate goodies. Located on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A child is the third confirmed case of travel-associated Zika in Brazos County. According to the health department's report, the patient recently traveled to an area with ongoing Zika transmission by mosquitoes. Officials have not found evidence of infected mosquitoes in the local area. You can find more information online at brazoshealth.org. The Texas Department of Transportation issued a finding of no significant impact, or a FONSI, for the proposed State Highway 249 project in Grimes County.
The finding of no significant impact is just a kind of a formal acronym that describes that the environmental study has been cleared for the project. And we do an environmental study for any work that we do.
Transportation Director Chad Boney says this completes the preliminary engineering process, and now they can start on right-of-way acquisition and design plans.
Take State Highway 249 out to just southeast of the Navasota area, but it will connect up that existing corridor from about the Tomball area to Navasota.
The final environmental assessment and more information about the project is online at tx.gov. There are 20 applications for cell phone towers in Bryan that are on hold. Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says that's after the council approved a staff request last week for a moratorium.
So they're wanting to check out the regulations, see what would be acceptable to what other cities are doing, and then just put a moratorium for a short period of time and come back with an ordinance that would look into that.
13 of the applications are for 45-foot towers, and 7 more are requesting to place 200-foot towers in Bryan. The death of a bicyclist in College Station was brought up during the public comment portion of the last College Station City Council meeting. Landry Tucker asked the council to consider a ban on wearing earbuds while bicycling and driving.
My proposal to ban earbuds while driving, biking, or operating any other electric or motor vehicle is with the intentions of reducing or eliminating driving accidents and to ensure compliance with emergency vehicles.
Tucker said this would be in addition to the city's upcoming ban on using wireless devices. The Stop Settlement Slush Funds Act was passed by Congress last week to prevent federal agencies from donating money to third-party special interest groups as part of the settlement process.
Basically, what this act does is says if you're going to have a fine or a settlement, those go to general revenues and can't be used by your agency so that you generate more of this bad behavior.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniac says OSHA is an example of this behavior.
OSHA goes around and runs around job sites in our communities and writes tickets for very minor violations, but you know, these are thousands of dollars. These are more than the value of some of the subcontractors that, you know, than what they're getting paid. And so instead of working to increase safety, they're just working to try to feather their own budget. And then the ticket writers get bonuses for that.
Flores says passage of this act helps preserve Congress's power of the purse. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 77 degrees. Text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Reedfields Meats and Deli. More news at noon today, or you can always go online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Jared Salvato with the Bank and Trust, working with you or your business to ensure your financial needs are being met is what I do best. Give me a call. I'd love to be your banker. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
836, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here you go.
High pressure still controls our weather to some degree, but moisture is starting to creep back into the state. We're partly sunny overall today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Any storms end this evening, partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Some sun tomorrow, moisture in the air could lead to a shower or storm tomorrow afternoon, 90 to 95. And it's partly sunny on Thursday with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
837. Okay, remember in June Burger King introduced Mac and Cheetos?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Did either of y'all try that?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Well, now they're about to introduce Cheetos chicken fries to the world.
Ah.
The dish is similar to their regular chicken fries.
Chicken fries.
I drove by the one here in College Station, and they have like rings of chicken. You know what I'm saying? Like chicken rings.
Oh, yeah.
What they look like is giant washers that are actually pieces
right.
of chicken with holes in the middle. I don't know why they need to have holes in the middle of them, but nonetheless. So now they're going to have chicken fries with the exception of the coating, which it describes as crispy Cheetos-flavored breading.
They're trying to attract the Cheeto banditos.
Yeah, oh,
very
good.
Go, yeah.
There you go.
Which I happen to be one.
Thank you.
I saw a commercial with the with Chester Cheetah and the King, and they're sitting there eating something. I guess maybe this was promoting that, and he looks at him and he says, "That's what I'm talking about," or something like that.
So it says Cheetos flavored breading. Does that mean it's not Cheetos?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
probably, Scott. You know what else is questionable?
Okay.
Whether it's chicken.
Parts is parts, right?
Yep.
And you know, here's the deal about Cheetos. I mean, Cheetos can be fine, but we all know that what's it called? Cheetle, the stuff that's that the you know the
dust.
Dust. Thank you. That comes off of it. You've got it all over your fingers. What are you going to do?
You lick them.
Okay, fine. But it depends on who you're with. Yeah. When you do something
like that. Not if you're
that.
A Cheeto bandito.
If you're a true fan, if you're a true friend, I mean, you're okay with me licking my Cheeto fingers.
Okay, but then, or you've got,
and then you
know,
have the flu.
You've got it. Yes, right.
Yeah.
Or you've got it between your teeth.
Right.
Right, you know, which is always a good look. Because you smile later and people just kind of look at you and turn away. And you're going, what's the problem?
More
and then
than
you
anything,
realize,
I like, get it on my chin
okay,
or like
sure.
the side of my Shirt. Mouth.
Yep. Your clothes.
Yeah, your clothes.
And that's everywhere.
It. Car seat, whatever. It's just happens. All right, so we need to move on.
And the dog will lick it.
That's right. No, that's true.
Good segue. Good segue.
Yeah. Yes.
Michael White is here.
That's right. A Michigan doggy daycare shared a video of a puppy pool party. At least a dozen dogs are shown swimming in the pool at the Lucky Puppy Daycare in Maybe, Michigan. Several pooches seen jumping in the water. They appear to be having a great time. The daycare says the clip was shot earlier this summer when temperatures were hot and the number of canine kids staying at the daycare was at its peak.
Well, good for them.
Most dogs do like water when they can choose, right?
Yeah, when they can choose. Yeah. I have one who, you know,
I'll lay in the puddle if I'm hot. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to be wet.
Yeah.
And then I have one who's like, let me, if I'm in the water, I'm happy as a clam. Yeah. And I have one that has like, only if I could touch the bottom.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. All of those things. And I do, you know, we don't bathe ours too often, but one of them just really likes it. Just really can enjoy that. And they're all dachshunds. And of course, then I had a chocolate lab and they're made for water. Yeah. So that's just
and,
part
and
of my
a lot of people just assume every dog can swim.
Yeah.
And they can't.
Yeah. No.
So
my dachshund loves to be bathed.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Mary's Bichon runs as far as he can, as fast as he can.
Well, messes up his hair. That's
right,
the problem. You know, dachshund got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Bichon going, wait a minute. I'm going to look like I've just had water all over me. All right, what's going on at y'all's place?
Well, we are busy this weekend. We're just looking at the calendar and we're like, oh, can we schedule more stuff in one day? So this weekend,
Chamber.
I know. Yeah. We've learned well from them.
Yeah.
So apparently it's rubbing off.
Or not.
Or we haven't heeded your words of wisdom saying stop scheduling stuff. So this Saturday, we are at Sterling Subaru for one of our Sterling Subaru free adoption events.
Wow.
So
that's free.
Yeah, free. That's what I said, free. Really great opportunity. So, you know, if you had a couple of weeks to get into the, you know, kind of the routine of school and thinking, okay, you know, we can add a four-legged friend to our family. Great opportunity this weekend. Adoptions start at 10 o'clock in the morning. We take as many dogs and cats as we have available out to Sterling Subaru for adoption. We do recommend those that are even remotely, if you're just thinking about possibly adopting, go ahead and do your application, your adoption application, get it pre-approved. It's not required, but I can't tell you how much it's going to expedite your whole process.
Sure.
And might be whether or not you get to adopt the particular pet you're looking at. So,
how many critters you think you'll have there?
You know, I'm not sure. They were flagging dogs and cats yesterday, and we generally are looking somewhere dog-wise between 20 and 30.
Okay.
And then quite a few cats as well.
Sure.
A lot of times those are kittens that have been in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been highly socialized and can handle the commotion of the event.
Yeah.
Sometimes our cats, you know, cats being cats are like, oh, this is a little overwhelming for us. So we don't, you know, kind of hit and miss on the cats there. But a lot of times we have kittens that come from foster, and we sometimes put kittens in foster for this type of event. So you can kind of watch for that. And like I said, if you're just if you're just thinking about it, because it doesn't hurt you at all to go ahead and get approved. And it's a really simple application. It's on our website, aggielanehumane.org. So that's throughout the day. The adoptions start at 10 o'clock in the morning, I believe. And then if you're looking for something to do in the evening, maybe someplace to watch the football game, we'll be out at Messina Hoff for their Waggles and Wine event.
Mm.
So they have some great dog treats that are handmade out there, and all those proceeds go back to the shelter for the purchase of the dog treats. And they have the football game up on their large, big screen TV outside, and you can bring your pet with you. So your dog out with you. Really great opportunity. Kind of get out, socialize with your dog, and so on. So, again, that's this Saturday, the Sterling Subaru adoption event, and then Waggles and Wine out at Messina Hoff. And we're just gearing up towards Wienerfest. I mean, it's pretty much a month away.
Mm-hmm.
Boot camp will be on October 14th, and then all the full races and costume contest and the hot dog cooking contest and whatever else is going on is also going to happen on Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and the 16th of October. We still have space for vendor booths. Plenty of time for you to still register your pet to be in one of those events, along with there's the bark leader contest that's going on right now. So the dog that raises the most money will be crowned the alpha bark leader. And then we have the senior and the junior bark leaders as well. They're basically our celebrity dogs for the year, and you'll see their pictures throughout the year in various publications that we do. And it's a whole lot of fun.
So, yeah, it is. It's a deal.
You know, we know Scott always comes out. Whether you guys have never raced any
dogs. No, ours don't play well with others.
Yeah,
no,
they just don't. I didn't think so.
Yeah.
You know that thing about dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of them handle it well.
Yeah.
But you know that wanna be a wiener race is open to all breeds of dogs, and that's just broke down into size wise.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's a small purebred or mixed breed dog that's not a dachshund,
or a larger breed dog. So a lot of fun, very entertaining, sure. Very, very entertaining. So even if you're not racing, it's a family-friendly event, no cost to come out to Wolfpen Creek, come out with the family, again, 2 days of activities, and you can bring your dog even if they're not racing.
Sure.
We will have a microchipping clinic going on Saturday this year out there. So that's a little different, and we're still working on the logistics. My hope is it's right next to our t-shirt booth, so I don't have to get staff completely spread across the entire property.
But, share is needed, right.
Watch for more information and updates on that on our website, aggielandhumane.org. If you want to sign up for anything related to Wienerfest, go to the events tab, and you'll see there's a whole entire page section dedicated to Wienerfest. So, again, that's aggielandhumane.org, and volunteering foster opportunities available as we speak.
What's the phone number?
775-5755, and we don't answer that till 11 when we actually open.
Okay, there you go. Good. Thank you, Leah. I appreciate that. Visit with the folks from Humane Society on Tuesdays, and Royce here, of course, from the Chamber. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great. I'll just start off. We've had a great business after hours last week with Manuel Gonzalez, and he promoted the upcoming adoption that he's going to be hosting as well at our business after hours. Yesterday had a great weather for our golf tournament, which was really packed them in out at Phillips Event Center. Now we're shifting everything toward Lobster Fest, which is this Sunday. The title sponsor, I know we mentioned before, the Bank and Trust and CC Creations, our platinum sponsor. This will be Sunday the 18th at the Brazos Center, $75 for a ticket, $1,000 for a table. And it's going to run from 5:30 to 8:30 on Sunday night. And there are a number of live and silent auctions. This is really not a program type event. You're just going to come dress casually, eat some great lobster and steak, and hopefully you'll spend a little money with us. But then it's great networking and leave, right? Mm-hmm. And then this is a really busy time for us because next Thursday, the 22nd, we have the Glenn Shepherd Seminar that we host once a year. He's got an interesting topic, I think, this year. It's going from management to leadership.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people think of leaders and managers, that's different.
Right.
And there's a lot of difference to it, being able to lead an organization or manage what you were told, but that your leader told you to take care of. This is $129 if you're a chamber member, $149 if you're not. If you register three, you get a fourth one free, and we're really filling up on this pretty fast. This will be Thursday the 22nd from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Hilton College Station. Again, that's the 22nd. And then on Wednesday the 28th, we have Inside BCS, a briefing by community leaders. This is our one-day leadership program, which is patterned after Leadership Brazos, except instead of a day of health and wellness, you'll get about 45 minutes. Instead of a day on higher education, 45 minutes. Tremendous event for somebody new in the community or with a new role or somebody like me that just likes to keep up on what's going on because leaders change, situations change, so you'll have something each year. It's a little different. This is held out at the Bush Library, and it's sponsored by Texas Commercial Waste and Bottom Line Bookkeeping. It's $75 for chamber members, $85 for non-members, and breakfast and lunch are both are provided for that event. And that, by the way, that's 8 a.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon. And then on Tuesday, October the 4th, we have a health and wellness fall luncheon. It'll be it's sponsored by the Texas A&M Health Science Center, and it's going to be out at the Texas A&M Equine Complex. We've not had an event out there, so I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be 11:30 to 1 on the 4th. It's how to create a healthy work culture. And Jack Buckley, who used to be out at St. Joe, is going to be the keynote speaker for this. And he's going to talk about providing workplace wellness programs for employees. It's $30 for members, $35 for non-members, table of eights, $350, and there are some sponsorships available. Very quickly, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting next week with Service First Mortgage, Ben Law Group, and The Leasing Spot. They're on 3091 University Drive. That's Thursday the 22nd at 4:30. And then we have a ribbon cutting this Thursday, the 15th, at Lena Salon. They're on Texas Avenue, technically Southwest Parkway near Planet Fitness. And then Friday, the 16th, we have one at 11:30 for Adaptive Driving Access. And they're over on Earl Rudder Freeway on the northbound feeder road. Our Inner Circle Spotlight this week is Children's Miracle Network. Thank you for all you do in our community. And if you need more information or you want to RSVP to an event, you can get on our website, bcschamber.org, or give us a call at 260-5200. Scott, I want to give a special thank you to all of the Bryan Broadcasting Stations for their support of our Golf and Lobster Fest event. Because that's our major fundraiser, and we appreciate what you folks do for us a lot.
Locally owned, it's important to us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. That's folks from the Chamber. They're here on Tuesdays as well. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:51. Chelsea?
Yes.
Got something for us, do you?
I do. Yep. I do. Yeah, and I shouldn't sound so excited. Okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Okay, Howard Butt Jr. has died at the age of 89.
Mm-hmm. The son of H-E-B grocery founder Howard Butt Sr. was best known for his thoughtful radio PSAs for Laity Lodge, a spiritual retreat he founded in Kerrville as part of the H-E Butt Family Foundation.
In the high calling of our daily work.
Butt was the older brother of H-E-B CEO Charles Butt. He was very active in Christian missionary work and helped found Christianity Today magazine. H-E-B is the largest private employer in Texas, but died of complications from Parkinson's disease. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Good, thank you for that. What this man has done is truly changed so many lives.
Yeah.
And again, we knew his voice from those commercials, and It's the charge of the entire Butt family and what they do with their store. So good. Thank you for letting us know about
that. Yeah, absolutely.
About 7 minutes till. All right, the busiest airports in the world. The busiest airports in the world. Once again, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport wrenches it away from whoever else had it. But really, no, it has it by a ton.
Yeah.
101 million passengers go through that thing. And they all exit the same end. It's like a mile and a half after, you know, to get to your luggage and get going. Number two is Beijing Capital International Airport at 89 million. Then Dubai at 78 million. O'Hare at 76. LAX is in at number seven. DFW, number 10, at 65 million. And
wow.
Again, Hartsfield-Jackson at 101 million people going through there every year.
Whew.
All right, let me see. We were going to do the new words that they have. All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we want
to. And we'll tell you what they mean, Scott.
Yeah, please. All right, so I needed some appropriate music for words added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Here we go.
Maybe I was going to do the Manama song, but instead that was like funky beat,
yeah,
wasn't it? Which is probably not what we would do. All right, let me see. Here we try
that
it again.
Was shaggy.
There you go. Splendiferous. I've heard that.
I have not.
Meaning full of or abounding in splendor. Splendiferous. Okay.
I think that's a Roald Dahl term, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you may be. Yeah. But
it's
today,
Roald Dahl Day. Yeah,
today it's his birthday. Right.
Yes.
Exactly right. Okay. Good stuff. All right. Yoga Lattes.
Oh, yeah. It's a mixture of yoga and Pilates.
See, I thought that was something you ordered at Starbucks. Yoga
no,
Lattes.
No.
Okay. Moobs.
Moves, man boobs.
Yeah. Gender fluid. That would be a person with a fluid or unfixed gender identity.
Yep.
Okay.
Someone who doesn't want to admit whether they're a man or a woman.
YOLO.
Okay.
YOLO.
We know YOLO. You only live once.
That's right. Bracketology.
Ah.
And a little sports thing from the NCAA.
There you go, yeah.
Clicktivism.
Clicktivism.
This is the practice of signaling support for a political or social cause by means of the internet.
Yep. Okay.
You click on it.
You don't actually do anything. Yeah.
Don't actually do anything. You just click on it. Same thing as doing
Americans
the like
aren't
thing.
Lazy.
No. Freemium. This would be a business model, especially on the internet, whereby basic services provided free of charge while more advanced services cost you money. Adobe, for instance. Okay, mm-hmm. That would be that.
Okay.
Forget about it. We know what that is.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Merca?
Merca.
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 Merca's there. Okay. Uptalk. This would be a manner of speaking in which declarative sentences are uttered with a rising intonation at the end.
Oh.
You mean like somebody who talks like this?
Yes.
Yeah, like everything they say has a question at the end?
Well, that's the thing, and that's what it is. Is yeah. It's a way that you usually would ask a question, but quite
honestly. I'm having a really good day.
Yeah. Well, quite honestly, a lot of people in the business that we're in do that.
Yeah.
We just do that. That makes your commercials sound more effective. Oh, yep. I wasn't supposed to say that.
Oh.
Oh. Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking for a new job,
I go to the place that specializes in local jobs.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, and easy to use. Go online today and apply for a job right here in the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's 3 minutes till. I tried to get in touch with Mr. Downs for two reasons. First, to let him know we're out of Diet Coke. I haven't been for 3 days. Okay? And second, to give him an opportunity because, you know, we gave him like 15 seconds yesterday to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so he felt really short, you know, got the short shrift on that.
Yeah.
Sorry, did what we could.
We tried.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did. All right, so a 46-year-old Dallas County man arrested on charges of driving while intoxicated with an open container and evading arrest. When authorities booked him into jail, they made a surprising discovery. Deputy searching the guy saw a bulge in his sock and asked him to remove it. Okay? The sock contained $20,000 in $100 bills that had been stapled to notes with names and amounts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Guy had been busy, though. Pulled
it's a
over.
A lot of money.
For suspected DWI, told the deputy he'd consumed 5 Bud Lights. Had himself a can of cold Bud Light right there in the driver's holder, cup holder, when he was stopped.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, the way it is.
Can't really do that anyway,
well,
can you?
Yeah, no, you can't, but, I mean, at least he was saying, I kept it cool and I kept it safe right here next to me.
It's cold.
So, you know, for that reason, it ought to be fine. Okay, how long has it been since we had a story about bacon?
Oh, it's
yeah,
been a while.
It has been a while. So as a result, we've got one this morning.
Perfect.
Seems like a perfect match for Kevin Bacon.
Oh. Ah.
Turned down a special request, though, when the town of Brattleboro, Vermont, invited Kevin to be their special guest at this year's Bacon Fest celebration. The event, anything and everything to do with
bacon.
Yeah, exactly. And Kevin sent out a tweet along with a video message Monday expressing his regrets, said he was not available for the third annual event because he was filming a movie in Vancouver. They said that's okay. They found a life-size Kevin Bacon cutout. They're calling it Bacon Strip, and you can stand right next to him and get a picture.
You mean
like he was there.
You mean to tell me there's a bacon festival and I'm just now hearing about it?
Well, it's the third year.
I bet there's a few bacon festivals around the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably safe to say. All right, here we go. Would this be a shotgun wedding? 47-year-old Peter Diero and his 36-year-old wife, Lynn Mapstone, tied the knot at a shooting range.
Oh.
In Syracuse. You've been there.
I have.
Before